and I also want to add my sympathies and solidarity to Brazil and its population while being plagued by the extreme weather conditions. I did not initially plan to take the floor today since the EU and Belgium already had made excellent comments. However, there were some earlier references to historical events that I needed to make sure that there is no uncertainty about, especially when it comes to my own country, Sweden. I have 2 points. First, Sweden was never absorbed by an alliance, if anyone ever had such an idea. It was Sweden's sovereign decision to apply for membership. Again, nobody or nothing out of thin air absorbed Sweden. It was 6 out of 8 parties in parliament that voted for accession, representing 85% of the seats. The public followed, and the support for NATO membership has never been higher, not least due to the current security context and the behavior of a certain country in Europe. Secondly, and perhaps the most important part of this very short historical exposé, it was Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine that created a new security situation in Europe, and Sweden therefore had to adapt its security arrangements. So just to be absolutely clear, it was a clear consequence of Russian actions in Ukraine that led to Sweden joining NATO. Without the Russian military intervention, this would not have happened. This historical consequence is something that Russia, if it doesn't acknowledge it, at least I fear, will have to be reminded of whenever this subject is raised. I thank you, Chair.